The market continues to digest the USDA's WASDE report, which was released last Friday. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update.
Yeah, today's the day a lot of granters have been looking for. Get the first update from the USDA in over 2 months. A look at what production is and what they're thinking for demand. So, fortunately, wasn't a bullish catalyst for this grain market. We had run up to take out some highs and some resistance areas in the corn market there yesterday and push to levels we hadn't seen in a real long time. And unfortunately, we matched them highs today, especially on the December corn, and then we get that WASDE report and push us lower.
The grain trade was really looking for this report to be bullish, but that report was actually not as friendly as they hoped. And Zach Tindall with Producers Livestock Marketing says
trade was expecting the government to drop the yield 2.7 bushel compared to what they did in September in the last report. They did lower the yield only 0.7 of a bushel, so it was about 2 bushel higher than what the range of estimates were. Production for the year, 62 million less than what they told us in September, but they did increase exports 100 million. So we now have export goal of 3.1 billion bushel, which is a record, and they cited strong demand up to this point in the marketing year. So Mexico's been in buying along with other countries, but we have seen pretty good corn demand on the exports, and we've had good feed demand. We've had good ethanol demand, setting records on ethanol there a couple weeks ago. So demand on the corn side is not the problem, just not seeing the supply or the production come down like everybody was expecting.
And for soybeans,
the exports down 50 million bushels, just based on a little bit lower supply here and then higher exports to date. South America. So with some of the things that are going on in South America, the trade war that we currently have with China, we lost a little bit of business there and things worked against us, or we lost some bushels to the export market. And then we get this deal with China and we see beans rally $1, $1.25, kind of priced us out of the market to the other countries that were still buying our beans. So now that we have the hope that China is going to come in and purchase a lot of beans for us, it ran our price higher and has kind of priced us out of the world market with a lot of these other countries.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.